Most math educators agree that if students get hooked on math at an early age, they'll be able to apply the concepts for the rest of their lives. The debate is over the means to get to that end. Traditionally, students have been taught to memorize formulas and rules first and then practice applying them. Connected math teaches them to dig into problems first and learn formulas later, after their interest has been piqued. Its stated goal is to give students the ability to define and solve problems with reason, insight, inventiveness, and technical proficiency. Michelle Parks teaches connected math in the Eau Claire School District. She says in one project, seventh grade students design a bike race.
For instance, one of the pieces of that particular investigation, the students have to predict how long could someone go on a bicycle for a day. And so the kids all bring in their own background knowledge on that, but then they do some experiments. They actually have the kids do some physical exercise to demonstrate fatigue over time. And so the kids graph those variables, time and, you know, the amount. It's actually the number of jumping jacks. They count how many they can do in 2 minutes. And so it'll show the fatigue over time. And so the students graph this, and they're able to analyze this data to make some assumptions as to how far people could go on a bicycle in a day.
Parks says students eventually learn the math concepts involved in their calculations after they're hooked on the project.
And so it brings in a lot of, you know, realistic context for them to live and to understand before they're taught the formulas and those kinds of things.
That's one of the reasons UW-Eau Claire math education professor Bill Sparks supports connected math. He says the curriculum reaches far more students than traditional math.
We had a mathematics curriculum that was very rich and very strong for some students, but also allowed many students to slide and never achieve and never continue with their study of mathematics.
Sparks says that's because all students had to learn the same way. Those who had trouble memorizing or working with formulas became disillusioned with math.
The teacher says, here's two examples, now here's 40 exercises to follow those two examples. Instead of a project-based curriculum where different learning styles can be accommodated.
Still, there are skeptics who think connected math is reminiscent of new math, which was once widely accepted, then rejected because it failed to teach basic tasks such as addition and multiplication. In fact, some are calling connected math new math or fuzzy math. UW-Eau Claire applied math professor Mohamed Al-Ghindi believes traditional math is better.
Learning concepts in mathematics is not very easy, and repetition, doing problems over and over and over, is not something that is bad. It is, as a matter of fact, it's good.
Professor Sparks admits that some, like he, thrived under that type of math philosophy.
Maybe one of the scariest things about trying to reform mathematics education in the country is that those of us who are in charge of the reform are the ones who were successful under the previous system.
The university colleagues disagree on the use of calculators. Professor Al-Ghindi says the connected math philosophy relies too heavily on them. He says it's okay to use them later, just as he says the connected math projects are fine to use after students learn the formulas, perhaps in high school.
Formulas to me, for instance, the area of a rectangle width times length. I like students to memorize this and think about it, because this formula by itself, it needs quite a bit of time in order to understand it.
But Michelle Park says her students learn about area by designing a bumper car track using square tiles. Depending on how many tiles they use, they have to figure out the perimeter. But she says they don't use the words area and perimeter until they have a perceptual concept of what the problem is all about. This debate between mathematicians and math educators will likely continue until there's enough test data to show whether connected math and the other similar curricula really work. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.